She Did Her Way podcast, episode 155, a solo cast with yours truly, all about power of your intuition as a woman, what is cycle syncing, and things that I have not shared about the past 12 months.
Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, a collective of interviews with top female entrepreneurs from around the globe who have done it their way. These women are disruptors, savvy, courageous, confident, innovative, decisive, unconventional, and humble. Our ladies have proven business models, have taken risks, and have failed only for success to follow. Join us as they share their stories, behaviors, habits, mindset, thought processes, and what it is like to be a woman who means business. And now, here's your host, Amanda Bolin.
Hi guys, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. This episode is a solo cast by yours truly, and there is so much. When I was making my notes and my outline for things that I wanted to cover in this solo cast, it was just flowing out of me, and I had so many things in my mind that I wanted to get down on paper that then I wanted to get down in an audio format. And so I really hope that this solo cast does what has been circulated in my mind and the experiences that I've personally have been going through justice. I'm going to start by talking to you guys and sharing even more insight to what the past year has been like for me. And I've touched on it a few times in some previous solo casts, but I don't know if I've gone into it as deep as what I'm about to go into. So I have always been a child of happiness. I think I was innately born with it. It didn't matter any sort of circumstances as a child growing up in the environment that I did, whatever it was, anything that was thrown at me, I always looked at the glass being half full and I chose happiness. And I would always see the positive in any sort of situation, or I would figure out, okay, this happened for a reason. But going back to last year around March of 2016, and it probably was even maybe a little bit before that, but it all came to a head very at the early stages of March. And then for the next solid 10 months, I was experiencing something that I had never experienced before. And I was absolutely so confused as to why I was experiencing this. And I know that I had shared this in a previous solo cast that from April, the first weekend in April of 2016, to September, the first weekend in September, mid-September 2016, every single weekend I had a commitment on the weekend, whether it was a bridal shower for friends that were getting married, I had weddings, I was traveling locally, domestically, internationally, and it would have been like on paper or social media, no one would have known because, right, like we put all the glamorous stuff out there. And for the most part, I choose to be happy. And, you know, that happiness is a choice, just like our attitude is a choice, just like anything. But I knew I was not myself because I was not finding joy in the little things because I had not, for whatever reason, created buffers or gave myself space and really gave myself time to decompress. But all of that encompassed with stress of a shift in my consulting practice. I wasn't traveling or working as much. And if you are a freelance person or you're 1099 or solo cast, you know that it's eat what you kill. And so what you've been killing the past 3-4 years goes down to 50%, then like you don't eat as much. And that changes your ability to live in the sense that like it's a shift in income. And so really navigating those waters and also finding and figuring out what is it that I want to do with consulting and where do I want to go and what role do I want that to play in my life, while at the same time balancing all these other things that you have going on in your life. And even when I say the, when I like say this, like, I don't know where that little curve on that word came from, but I know saying this and from the outsider perspective, it looks like I'm really selfish about all these things because they're all amazing things and they're shifts and there's a reason for it. But sometimes, like there were times last fall when I could not get out of bed in the morning and I would wake up and my brain was foggy. I was tired after even sleeping 9 hours. I couldn't figure out why. I had little to no motivation for the simplest things. And like, I love mornings. I am such a morning person. I am not a night owl. I am not innately a night owl. I can be in certain situations, but I choose and would prefer to be in bed early and wake up early. But like that had all shifted and I was in a snappy moods. I was like, I would snap at my fiance for no reason. Like the ego started coming in. I was self-analyzing and like as someone who's a happy person and when I found it like a struggle for me to choose happiness, I'm like, okay, what is going on? Like, this is not me. This is not right. And a few weeks ago when I was back in Iowa with one of my best friends, one of my really good friends, actually an old roommate when I lived in Iowa, when I worked at Target, we were having a really heart-to-heart candid conversation. And she's like, oh my gosh, I never knew that you went through this. And I was like, well, no, you wouldn't because most people wouldn't know. Because I think it's not that I have an intention or desire to be fake. It's more of I'm like actively and consciously choosing to be happy and positive regardless of how much it is like there's pain inside at that moment. And I don't – looking back, I don't know. I would not consider myself clinically depressed in the sense that my chemical imbalance – like my chemical balance is off. But I would definitely say with the given circumstances in the environment, I had allowed this negativity to – creep in and it just caused this vicious cycle of negativity. And yet in one hand, I'm having this negativity creep in and I can't stop it. And then on the other hand, I'm like actively trugging. I felt like I was going through mud to choose happiness and to choose a positive attitude, which is so bizarre and foreign. But when you have like your work life and your financial income is shifting, you're still trying to find yourself. And this all goes back to being a female, I truly believe, because about a month ago, I was following and watching this Instagram, this girl, Lee from America, which she is fabulous. You all should watch her. If you desire to learn more about your body and like as a woman and the foods that you eat and how they affect your hormones and your attitude and your mind, it's awesome. And she had talked about this book called The Woman Code. And I am a seeker of knowledge. And I had stopped listening to podcasts 100%, if I'm being quite honest, because I was in this space where I'm like, I can't consume any more information. I feel like I'm being inundated. And I just am so overwhelmed. And I lost the desire to read books because I was at the stage of like, where am I? What am I doing? And I just chose not to read books. But finally, I saw the Woman Code book. And I was like, all right, I need to figure out what's going on. Like, I'm going to read this Woman Code book. So that was about a month and a half ago. I picked it up. I read it. It's a really quick read. Probably took me like 2 weeks over time to read it. But that book made me so aware of a lot of different things. One of them being is that as a woman and the way that we go about our day, the way that we go about how we quote unquote hustle, right? I know that I've struggled previously being around men that I've been working alongside, and it's no fault of them. It's just how they're engineered, the way in which they choose to hustle. Like they can grind and they can do like 20-hour days and get 5 hours of sleep and wake up and do it all over again. Okay, that equals 25. 19-hour days and 5 hours of sleep. There we go, 24 hours in a day. And they can totally wake up and be 100% fine. And again, this is not all guys. It might be a few select, but they can push through that. Where I know as me, as an individual, as a woman, like Amanda Bolin, I cannot do that. I need 8-9 hours of sleep. But I found myself being conflicted of trying to live up to this standard of, oh, well, because so-and-so can go to bed at midnight and wake up at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. and just crush it, get after it, go work out, and just take call after call and just push. I must not be working hard enough. I must not be hustling hard enough. Am I doing this right? And I like got into my head. I was questioning all these things. And then I read The Woman Code. And I actually started talking to a few people who are women, female entrepreneurs in my circle. And there is so much in that book that talks about how your food impacts your sugar levels, how your sleep impacts your ability to focus and concentrate, how the different stages that our bodies go through each month, because we carry a child and we have a thing called hormones and we have stages, whether you're on the pill or you're not on the pill, you can still go through it and your body still goes through it, and how to honor those specific types, like phases of the month. And so there's 4 different phases. And I read this book and I actually created this outline in which Alicia, who is the author of the book, has an app, which is amazing because then you can keep track of everything day by day. And I understand that some people, like, this is not for some people. They're like, wait, what? Why would I want to do that? But this is for me to understand, like, as a seeker to understand why things are the way they are, learn about my body, and figure out how I can biohack, if you will, and learn how to optimize it and become more in sync with my body to ultimately optimize my well-being, to optimize my business, to optimize the relationships. To me, it's worth it. And so going through that book, realizing the phases, learning more about adrenal glands and how if part of our system feels like it's being compromised, then other parts of our body will step in to pick up the quote unquote slack. And for me, what I realized is I traveling different time zones and traveling internationally and being overwhelmed and putting stress on my body, yet still doing intense workouts, which intense workouts send a stress trigger to your body. And I learned this, and I actually now hindsight, I ran a marathon back in 2008 when I was in college, and I was fine, but there were people around me that had actually gained weight. And I remember thinking, I'm like, what is this? And they were particularly all female. And it's because high intense workouts can be a stress signal to your body. However, if you follow the certain phases of the month, high intense workout is good for your body as long as it's in moderation. But it's also everyone's body is so different. You just have to listen to it. And so learning all of these things and when to do planning for your business and when to connect with your community, understanding the thyroids and adrenals in your body, right? So I had adrenal fatigue because my adrenals were so out of whack because they were so overworked. They couldn't process foods properly. I wasn't getting really true amount of sleep. Even though I was sleeping for 9 hours, I'd wake up really much in a fog. And I remember thinking, I'm like, what the heck is wrong with me? Like, this is not me. Like, when will this end? Like, I'm depressed and all these other things, in which in Alicia's book, The Woman Code, she talks about how when you are not in sync or in rhythm with your body and your adrenals are out of whack, or you're eating foods that are high in complex carbs or sugar that spikes your blood sugar, like all those things could send you into a state of depression, which then could be this negative spiral. And so I started changing my diet. I started listening to my body. And even with those simple changes, it has made a drastic impact on where I'm at and how I've been thinking even in the past 6 weeks since I've picked up this book. So I cannot recommend it enough. I also started listening and like listening to David Asprey, who's a founder of Bulletproof Coffee, and the basic concept in which there's so many other things that you can dive into about Bulletproof Coffee, but basically having grass-fed butter blended up with your coffee in the morning. And I'm someone who definitely, like, not on the regular eats dairy just because of the way it impacts my body. But I've been doing Bulletproof for about 3 weeks, and I can tell you I don't have any afternoon crashes because it's the goal of it is to stabilize your blood sugar, and so you don't crash. And so now in my head, I'm like, okay, what can I have that will stabilize my blood sugar, not make me tired, but still give me enough energy and satiate my hunger? And so I usually have bulletproof coffee with grass-fed butter in the morning, and then maybe at like 11 o'clock I'll have a snack, and that's been awesome and amazing as well. But going back to Alicia's book, that really started me on this continuous, getting me back into the flow of trying to find information and then also learning about myself. But I've learned that, like, as women, sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit, and maybe I'm saying this because I personally, as an individual, didn't give myself enough credit as being a woman, but my gosh, like, we give birth and we carry a child for 9 months, and we have these beautiful, like, hormones that happen, and we have this amazing superpower called intuition. And I also know that for the past year, I've been setting my intuition aside and have not been listening to it. I have not been trusting in the universe. The last time that I trusted in the universe was when I took my massive leap for quitting my corporate job and going into independent consulting. And that journey, compassed with like the food and really listening to my intuition and asking my intuition and asking the universe exactly questions and leaving them out there and then getting answers, is pretty remarkable. Like, for example, 2 weeks ago, I sat in my studio apartment and I said, all right, what is the next step that I need to take in my business to move it forward? And I sat there for 5 minutes and meditated on that question. This was in the morning. That day, I went to 2 events in which the same story and the same word and the exact answer came up in 1, a presentation, and 2, in a conversation back to back. And that was, you need to find a mentor. And it was clear as day, and like the hairs rose on my forearm, and I was like, that is it. That's my answer. And you just know it. And I firmly believe that if we find stillness, we find quiet, and we ask the answers, they will appear. Sometimes not always as direct as maybe the one example that I just gave, but they are out there, and we have to practice, and we get to practice on this intuition and listening to this intuition. And sometimes it's crazy because there are people, whether male or female, that will think we're crazy because we listen to our intuition. But if we start practicing and leaning on it, we can trust in it. And it's amazing what are the things that can happen with listening to the universe as well. And I'll put a plug in here. A podcast that's really good about talking about quantum physics and talking about the energy and the universe is the Jess Lively Show. She is an amazing podcaster. And just for what I know about her, I really enjoy her podcast episodes and the topics that she talks about as well. There's one other thing that I did that I believe has helped me get out of this mental funk, if you're in it. And that is from, if you guys listen to Sarah Ann Stewart's podcast episode, she talks about affirmation cards. And then in another podcast episode the same day after I did that interview, I was listening to a Jess Lively episode, and she was talking about how she wrote down all the thoughts that were in her head, and she did this exercise. So I kind of combined the two exercises, and I highly recommend doing this because it was super helpful. I wrote out in a notebook or on a piece of paper all the things that were circulating in my mind, that inner critic, if you will, if you listen to Brené Brown or you read her books, but all of the voices and phrases and things inside my head that are not serving me, that are incriminating upon me as an individual, that are holding me back from achieving the next step, my zone of genius. And I wrote them all out on a piece of paper. And I did this. It took me 10 minutes, not even that. And I wrote them out, and I just kept going. I kept going. I was mind dumping all of this stuff. And what I did is I read them aloud after I wrote them out. And when I read them aloud, that moment for me I cried, of course. So if you do this, just be prepared to be emotional about it, because it can get emotional. But reading all those things, and then I sat back and I was like, I can't believe I think these things about myself. Like, what is this? None of my friends would ever, like, I'm getting emotional right now. None of my girlfriends would ever say this about me to me. And if any of my girlfriends ever said the things that I had wrote down, if they ever said those things about themselves, I would be like, you're crazy, or not you're crazy, but I'd be like, that is not you. Why would you say that? And I would totally shower them with positivity and compliments. And so after reading out all the things that I'd written on that piece of paper and read them, I'm like, we're changing this. And so what I did was I got note cards and I basically wrote an affirmation and opposite of all the things that I, for each of them, the things that I had been thinking in my head. And then I went and burned the piece of paper, or you can flush it down a toilet, or you can throw it out, whatever you want to do, whatever is safe for you. But really having like that moment to say that the things that are going through my mind that are incriminating upon me and that are holding me back and that are bringing negativity into my life, like, you are done. This is done. This is no more. And knowing that, like, you are this amazing individual person who can achieve anything that she or he wants to, and just releasing those negative thoughts and being done with them. And then always looking at the affirmation cards when you need to be in a space, in a place, in a mindset that is only honoring you and that is bringing light into your life. And so with all of this like massive eye-opening energy shift, feeling like I haven't felt more like myself like this than I have in like a really, really long time. And part of that is just getting clear about She Did It Her Way. And you guys are going to be able to see more of that coming up in the next few months. But one of the things that I am doing is I want to hear your story. If one, you've made the leap yourself, you've left corporate America and you've gone into entrepreneurship, I want to hear about your story. I want you to tell me about your story. And second, if this podcast has inspired you in some way, shape, or form to even start your own business, regardless, like you might still be doing your full-time job and side hustling, I want to hear that story as well. So if you go on to the She Did It Her Way podcast website, there is a link that says Leap Diaries. It's going to be the ongoing blog where women are going to share their success stories of taking the leap from corporate to entrepreneurship. And that's where I want to highlight those stories of those women, the people, if you're listening, if you've taken the leap, you've quit your job, you've quit your corporate job, and now you've started your own company, or if you are starting your own company on the side, I want to hear from you guys. And my goal is to share these stories so that they can inspire other women to do exactly just that. So that will be on the website. There's still so much more to come. I really hope that the solo cast was helpful to you guys. If you have any questions, or you want to chat, or you just want to say like, hey, I've been feeling this way too, or I felt this way in the past, or you have any sort of any other tidbits that you can share, please let me know. Don't hesitate to reach out. It's a crazy place, especially, I mean, the girlfriend that I was talking with that who's a dear friend of mine, you know, she wasn't the only one. I talked to a few other people very close to me that have felt similar, very similar in my situation of just very run down and didn't know, like they didn't feel like themselves. And they're like, no one's talking about it. And I'm like, well, I'm going to talk about it, because if we're talking about it, then other people are talking about it. So I really hope that this solo cast was helpful. And I'm just so thankful for you guys tuning in every week. And I will chat you next Monday.
Thanks for tuning in to the She Did It Her Way podcast. Did you like this episode? Head on over to iTunes.com to leave us a rating and a review. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to check out SheDidItHerWayPodcast.com, where you can subscribe to our email list so you can receive the inside scoop on our latest episode released each Monday. Now, do us a favor and go make it a great week.